We're on Tezayin on the Beis, the third line. Shimon ben Shetach seeking suba leisha. Shimon ben Shetach is misaking that instead of setting aside one kli to pay the ksuba, which would make it easy for a person when he didn't like his wife to just get rid of her, because it wouldn't be hurting him at all. He already had this kli that he wasn't thinking about. So then Rashabit all his nechasim, all his karkos to the ksuba. The gozer tuma al kli matachos, and he was gozer tuma on metal kalim. So Mar says kli matachos deoraisa. Klimatchus is an idin deoraisa. What's it called? Metal, or one of the things of a kabbal tuma from the Torah. Dechsiv aches hazov yisakesef. So it's a feris, right? Zov, kesef, or feris, all the kinds of metal are a kabbal tuma. Mar says on nitzrucha el latuma yishon. What he made exera was not that metal kalim should become tamei, but the concept of tuma yishona, which is only a gzera derabanan. The Amr of Yehuda Marav Maisa b'shaltzion hamalka. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what tuma yishona is and why they were gozeri. Maisa happened with shaltzion hamalka. She was a malka in the time of the Chashmonaim. She'asa mishta libna the nitmu kol keleha. She made a party for her son, and all the kalim became tamei. Pashas, they became tamei with a mace. Now halacha is that kalim that become tamei in a mace are just like a person becomes tamei from a mace, and you need what's it called, mechatas. You need a paraduma, and you have to sprinkle the paraduma the third day and the seventh day, and after that, what's it called, you go to the mikveh, and then you're tahor. And the what's it called, kalim are the same thing. You have to sprinkle the mechatas on the keli the third day and the seventh day, and then you take the keli to the mikveh and it's tahor. So it's a 7-day process. So she didn't have 7 days to wait. She wanted to use the kalim for the chasim, so she couldn't wait 7 days. So v'shavrasan, so she broke them all, the nasnasim l'tzoreif, and she gave them to a solderer, v'rischon, he soldered them together. She broke them and they soldered them together. V'asim men kalim chadoshim, and they made them into new kalim. Right, so now they lechara. Once you break the kli, it's tahor. Put it back together again, min haTorah, it's tahor, and that would have been fine. Then she would have be able to use her kalim, and they wouldn't be tamei anymore. The Omru Chachamim yavzru l'tumas yishana. The Chachamim said, though, however, a gzera that if you do that, if the kli is tamei, and you break it, and you put it back together, then it becomes tamei again, min derabanan. Min haTorah, there's no tumah, but the tumah is gone and finished. But midrabban, it becomes tamei again. Back, it resumes its tumah. My taima mishum geder mechatas naguba. Right, because of the idea of mechatas, because people are going to forget bichlal to use paraduma. The whole concept of paraduma will become non-operable, because nobody's going to want to wait 7 days to have their kalim tahar. They'd opt to break it, put holes in it, solder it back together, and it'll become tahor immediately. So the whole concept of paraduma will become extinct. And they didn't want that to happen. Samara says, "Hanich lemandi amar lo lecholatumos amru el letumas ames bilvad." That makes sense if the only time they were gozer tuma yishana is on tumas meis. If we're afraid that the concept of paradumas is becoming extinct, that's only by kalim that became tummy by tumas meis. But a keli that became tummy stam, there the tumah shouldn't come back on it. Only by tumas meis, where the person is going to gain the 7 days. But a regular kli, it's 1 day process. You bring it to the mikveh. Some kelim need harif shemesh, or they have to wait till the sunset. And some kelim become tahor right away. So it's no big deal. El tumas meis levad. Amru shaper. El lemandi amru lecholat tumas amru ma'ikol member. But according to the one who says that the din of tumah yishana was said by all tumas. Any tumah the kli had before it was broken comes back on it after it's put back together again. So it's not only tumas meis. So then why were they gozer on other tumas? If the whole reason is because people will opt to do this instead of waiting the 7 day process, and the whole idea of paraduma will be forgotten, so it should only apply to things where there's an inyan of mechatas. And tumas that only need a mikvah, this shouldn't apply. So according to the one who says that it does apply, what's the reason why they made the gzeirah altogether? See Rashi. B'shel tzion, b'mei Shimon ben Shetach. So she was in the time of Shimon ben Shetach. Kol keleha b'meis, they became tamei b'meis. Shaisa tzricha lahamtin hazor shlishi u'shvi. She would have had to wait to be maza mechatas on the third and the seventh day. Lefichach shavrasin lemayir tarasin lebo b'yom. This case, this situation happened to be by tumas meis. But that doesn't mean that this proves that they only made this tumah by tumas meis. She had the reason to have to break them, right? You know, because she didn't want to wait 7 days. The rishon sold the belaz. I think sold soldering. Shemachaber kesef b'makom shever. You solder it together where it was broken. Gether mechatas nimtzu mechatas b'teilin. Because if people were allowed to do this and the tumah would go away, then the whole concept of mechatas would be bottled. She'ein l'cha'o the mantim zayin yom in shobron the tishtakach toris mechatas. People would opt to break them and put them back together rather than waiting the 7 days and having the whole inyan of mechatas. L'manti omer lo yodana hecha. Rashi says, I don't know where there is this machlokas openly, whether it's only this gzeir of tuma yishana was only said by tumas meis or was said by all tumas. Tosfos brings down Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like that in the Tosefta and the Mishnayos of Kalim. Mishnayos, I think it is. The Bach says Meseches Kalim. Right, it's in the Mishnayos and Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda creates the Kliyor, and he argues on the Tanakhama, whose Stam says Yachzu Tumasim. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one who holds it's only by Tumas Meis. Why Rashi didn't know that Mishnah, that's not for here now. In any case, but Rashi says he doesn't know where that Mishnah is, where who is the Deya, and so says it is Reb Shimon Gamliel there. Okay. Amru, Shiyachzeru. Okay, right. So now we're, according to the Man, the Amru says that this halach of Tuma Yishana was said for all Tumos, so what's the reason? Amr Abaya, Gzeira Shema lo yikavenu bichtei taharasa. Rava Amr Gzeira Shema yomru tfila bas yoma olala. Okay. Abaya and Rava argue, according to the man, the Amr, who says that for all tumas, they were gozer tuma yishana. The reason, according to Abaya, is because we're afraid that the person will not break it enough that it should be lose the tuma. And he'll think he did. And he'll put it back together again, thinking that he's putting back together a broken clay, and it's tar. And really, it's tummy. So therefore, they were gozer tumah on all kalim, even if they were broken and put back together. Okay, because in order for a kli to be considered broken, it has to have a hole in it, like different kinds of kalim, but sometimes even kemotzi rimon, that it's a rimon can pass through it. And what's it called? And the guy may make a smaller hole than that, and that's not, doesn't make it lose its tumah. The tumah is still there. He thinks it lost the tumah. Then he fills up the hole, and he thinks the kli is tar, and really it's not. That's what Abaya says. Rava says that the problem is that people may think that what's it called, that a kli that was taken to the mikveh without harif shemesh, right, is okay, and really the keli needs harif shemesh, right? You can't use that kli for truma until it's like a person became tameh, a 1 day tuma, so he goes to the mikveh that day, and but he doesn't become tar till sunset, till the stars come out. So same thing with the kli. A kli becomes tameh, you take it to the mikveh, but you can't use it for truma till, what's it called, the stars come out. And what are people going to see? They broke the keli, right? They're not going to know they broke the keli. They're going to see that the guy had a tameh keli. 2 hours later, they're going to come back and see the guy using the kli. What are they going to say? Like, probably took it to the mikveh, and what's it called, and he can use it. And there, when they have a kli that's tameh, they'll take it to the mikveh and use it immediately and not wait till Harif Shemesh. They're not going to know this guy broke his kli and put it back together again, and that's why it's tahar even without Harif Shemesh, because the tumah went away completely. Right? They're going to think that he was tovel the kli. So people will make the mistake to think that you can be tovel the kli and use it the same day for truma. And therefore, they made the gzera that the kli becomes tameh again, and you're going to have to bring it to the mikveh again. Right, and wait the Harif Shemesh. Nobody's going to make that mistake then to think that you can use a kli the same day. Rashi, bichdei tara, so can motzi rimon. Right, some kalim need what's it called motzi rimon to make them tar. Bas yoma below Harif Shemesh, people will think that you're allowed to be tovel a kli and use it that same day before nightfall for truma. People will see the keli was tamei, then 3 hours later they'll come back and they'll see the guy using the kli. They'll assume that he was tovali and it's using it the same day. And when they have a kli, they'll do the same thing. They won't know that he broke the kli and put it back together. Sober should be him. They'll think that he was tovali. Ola mo'elis. Ola means that it helps. Okay, they'll think that, what's it called? That, okay, let's go on. Might be now. What's the nafkamina between Abai and Rava? Whether the, if the reason they made the gzeira on Tuma Yeshana is because we're afraid the guy won't break it properly, or the reason is because we're afraid people will think that you could be told, you could be tovel a kli and use it the same day for truma. The difference is if the guy, what's it called, broke it up completely, okay, crushed the kelim and didn't just feel a hole in it, right? So Rashi says two pshatim over here. First pshat is Rashi says hey rikon v'shavran kulan, he mamish broke it into smithereens. Right, crushed it. Kimo makolis ritsufa, a crushed what's it called, louse. Shemalo yikavenu leka. Now we can't make a gzera because maybe the guy wouldn't put a hole in big enough because he didn't put a hole. He broke the thing to smithereens. Okay, the shema yomru ika. But on the other hand, somebody who won't know that the guy broke it to smithereens and put it back together will see the kli tame. 3 hours later, come back and see the kli tahar. And think that the guy put it right in the mikveh. He's not going to know the guy broke it completely, right? Now it's put back together again. That's for Rashi's first pshat. The ika di amre shem eloi kavenu ika, right? No, the ma'aser, just because this guy broke it to smithereens, that doesn't mean that the next time somebody won't break it by putting a hole in it. So we're afraid that if we let this guy who broke it to smithereens, right, use the kli immediately, the next time somebody else is going to break it, but not break it to smithereens, just put a hole in it, and he won't put the right size holes in. So even if this guy broke it to smithereens, and for him it's not shayach the gzeira shema yaloi kavenu, but the gzeira shema yaloi kavenu is shayach for another time. So that still applies according to Dika B'Amrit. But shema yomru leka d'hamin k'rasiya sh'nischadish kulo. But if you break something to smithereens and put it back, it's obvious, you can, it's clear that this kli was reassembled, right? Because you can see that it was broken up and it's not the same kli anymore. Right? You can never put it back together exactly the same. If you put a hole in and you solder it, it could be that people won't see. But if you break the thing, crush it completely, and then make it again, it looks new. So people will know something happened to this kli. It just wasn't taken to the mikveh. So therefore, you can, the gzeira of what's it called, of Shema Yomru, that people will say that you could take a kli to the mikveh and use it the same day, that still applies. The Zed Nirabeni, I like the second shot. Right? Second shot, because the reasons in Rashi. The Pashat in Rashi is because the Svara, that you don't make a gzeira for this time, right, is not really a Svara. We always make gzeiras for what other people will do later. So just because this guy broke it to smithereens, right, doesn't mean the next time somebody's going to break it, and it's still a chash that maybe the guy won't break it properly, he won't break it completely, and he'll think it's tar and it's not. So therefore it's more mistaber, the second way of learning, right, that we do make the gzeira that maybe he won't break it properly, even though this guy broke it completely, right? But the fact that people will see the difference, that makes sense. That's what it's called. You can see the difference of a kli that was remade completely and a kli that was just patched up. What? No, we're afraid that somebody's going to see, what's it called, this kli. So he's going to know that this, he saw the kli before, he sees the kli now. If he doesn't see the kli both times, there's no gzeira. So the person could see the difference between the kli the way it was at the beginning, and then if you crush it completely and remake, they'll see the kli is different. So there won't be any chash that he thinks they just brought it to the mikveh. They'll see that they did something to the kli. Right, so the gzeira only applies to a guy who's going to see it before and see it after. So Rashi says before and after of a totally broken kli is obvious. Okay, let's go on. The idach mai. What? Now we're going back. What are the other of the yudches dover? Right. What other things were there? The idach mai number, not the yudches dover. Which is the other case where? What are the next case of the yudches dover? Okay, so now Rashi says, the Gemara says, "Disnan hameiniach kelim tachas atzinor lekabel bohen megishomim." Okay, let's first look at the halacha here. The halacha is that mayim she'uvim, drawn water, water that was in a kli, that was drawn in a kli, is pasul for mikvah. Okay? Can't, like we said, if you have a full mikvah, you can pour mayim she'uvim in, it doesn't make it pasul. But if you don't have a full mikvah, and you pour mayim she'uvim in, it pasuls the mikvah. And it doesn't add to the mikvah for sure. Okay? So what's considered mayim she'uvim? It means that a person drew the water, but you don't have to actually with your hands draw the water. If the water was in a kli and it was in the das, the person the person whose kli it was wanted that water to be in there, then that water is considered mayim shuvim. If the water got into the kli by accident, without the knowledge of the person, without his desire for it to be there, then it's not, doesn't be considered mayim shuvim. It's not considered drawn water because it was never drawn by anybody. It happened to be in a kli. But just water being in a kli isn't drawn water. Drawn water means that a person was involved. Okay? And the person involvement doesn't have to be physical. It can be mental too. Okay? Now, this is similar to what we had before, but it's not the same thing. Right? But the mayim that comes, or any mashka that comes on a food or a kli or whatever, to be machsherit, right? The foods and neither the hechsher, so there it has to be what's it called kiyutan, right? That you don't have to put it on, but you have to want it to be there. Similar halacha, but it has nothing to do one with the other. Here it has nothing to do with tumah or hechsher. It has to do with, is this water called drawn water or is not called drawn water? Right? Being in a keli and ladas makes it considered mayim shuvim. Without das is not mayim shuvim, even though it's in a keli. Okay, so now the case is like this, and again, this, the water is not makabel tumah. It has nothing to do with tumah. It has to do with the fact that mayim she'uvim are possible for a mikvah. It has to be negishami. Okay, it has to be natural rainwater to make a mikvah. And therefore, the Gemara says like this: Dishnan hameiniach kelim tachas atzinor lekabel bohen negishami. Person puts kelim underneath a pipe, a rain pipe, to gather, to collect. Rainwater. Echad kelim gedolim, the echad kelim ktanim. Doesn't make a difference if it's gigantic kelim that are more than 40 saw, that normally aren't makabel tumah. There's a kli that's osu lenaches, a kli that you normally don't move around, that has 40 saw. It's a gigantic kli, is not makabel tumah. So it has nothing to do with tumah, even though it's a gigantic kli. Or kelim ktanim, right? Or little kelim. There are certain kelim that because of their smallness aren't makabel tumah. But this has nothing to do with Kabbalah's tumah. This has to do with, is this drawn water in a kli? So it doesn't make a difference if it's a big kli, doesn't make a difference if it's a small kli. Vafilu kli avonim, kli adama, kli glolit. Even kelim that are not makabel tumah at all. Kli evan, you take a stone and carve it out into a kli. It's not makabel tumah. Kli adama is not, kli cheres. It's mamish earthenware. Klicheres is earthenware that was kilned, fired, right? It was put together, it was made into ceramic or something like that. But kli adama is where you take earth, pack it together, maybe heat it in the sun, right, to dry it out, but that's mamish an earthenware kli. It's not a ceramic, porcelain, or whatever, what's it called? China. Okay, whatever. Okay, but there's another word for it. It's a shard of its clay. I don't know.
Pottery.
Okay, whatever. Now, this is without the firing. The kli glolim. Kli glolim means that you took dung and you dried it out and made it into a kli. Okay. Toslim is a mikvah. They all pasul a mikvah, even though these kelim are not makabel tumah. Here it's not because the water is makabel tumah or the keli is makabel tumah. It's because it's a kli. All of these things have a din of a kli, and a kli makes mayim she'uvim. Echad haminiach v'echad ha'shocheach divrei beishamai. Beishamai says it doesn't make a difference if you left it there on purpose or you forgot it, right? You forgot it there and then it happened to rain. Okay, you left it under the pipe and you forgot it. Now, you didn't leave it there on purpose. But since you put it under the pipe, right, it's a simen that you wanted at least at some point for water to come in there, even though it wasn't, what's it called, you didn't leave it there on purpose to gather the rain, but you had some idea that you put it under the pipe that someday there would be water in it.
But hopefully it's not. Why isn't it? Is it not the mikvah?
It's clean.
But I think the
In the ground. Kalis on the campaign equipment. Okay. That's what Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai says it doesn't make a difference if you put this kli under the pipe on purpose or you forgot it there. Beis Hillel mitarim v'shocheach. Beis Hillel says no. If you forgot the kli under the pipe, you didn't put that with there with an intention. What's it called? Of it getting the water. You forgot it there. Then it's okay because that's not called a das. Amar Reb Meir nimnu v'rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. Right, that they took this to a vote, and the Talmidim of Beis Shammai were outnumbered the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, "Umodim Beis Shammai b'shocheach b'chatzer shutar." When did Beis Shammai say that if you forgot it, that it's still not kosher, it's still ma'im shuvim? If you forgot it in what's it called, not in a chatzer, but you forgot it in what's it called in the you didn't put it under a pipe. You stamped, forgot it in a chotzer, and it rained, and it filled up with water. So there, you didn't never showed anything that you wanted this thing to fill up with water. You stamped, forgot it outside. It happened to rain. Got filled up. That's totally shalom v'das. Okay, but if you forgot it under a pipe, so at some point you put it under the pipe, meaning that you wanted it to fill up with water at some point, right? And then you forgot it there. That Beis Shammai says that since l'chatchila, when you put it there, you showed that you wanted it to be filled up with water, even though later you forgot it when the water taka came. That's still called l'das. Okay. Rav Yossi, adayin machlokas b'mkomo medes. Rav Yossi says no. Even there, Beis Shammai says that it's considered mayim shuvim. Because Lamaisa, what's it called? Since in the end it got water, we'll see that there's what it's talking about, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Right? You stopped and left it outside, you never had any das that it should fill up with water. Right? Why should Beis Shammai say that's considered drawn water? If you need das to create mayim shuvim, here there's no das at all. So the Gemara is going to explain. Omer Rav Sharshia, Dere Rav Amre, right? Rav Sharshia said that this Medrash of Rav said the following: Hakol Modim Shinichom B'Shas Kishur Avim Tmeim. Everybody agrees that if you let these kelim, right, out in the time when there was already clouds, right, forming, that shows that you wanted them to fill up with water, and everybody holds that's called drawn water. B'Shas Pizur Avim. Divrei Hakol Tahorim. If you left them out in a chotzer when there was no clouds, then that doesn't show the cloud that you wanted to fill up with water. You left the keli outside. It had nothing to do with being filled up with water. Lo nechleku. So where's the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Ela shinichom b'shas kishur avim v'nispazru v'chazru v'niskashu. You left it out in the time when what's it called, when there was clouds. So you had das l'chora that it should fill up with water, because you were anticipating rain. Then the clouds dispersed, and then they came back and it rained. The shaila is, when the clouds dispersed, was that mevatel your das? Since your das was when there was clouds, now there aren't any clouds. So now there's not any clouds. You forgot them. You left them there now, right? Without thinking about the water anymore. Now your das was bottle. Now the clouds came back. So do we say that you never really took away your original das? Right or no? The original das was batel, and now you forgot them there. So you don't have das now. That's the special machlokas. Mar sover batel machshavto. One holds that once the clouds dispersed, your original machshava is batel. Mar sover lo batel machshavto. And the other one holds no. And we look at the whole thing as one continuum. And since l'chatchila you were happy that the water should fill up these kelim, even though it was an interim time that the clouds dispersed, but in the end l'maisa got filled up, and originally you were interested in having this water in the kelim, that's enough to be considered das. Rav says ulo Rav Yossi domer machlokas adayin bimkomo medes. Right, according to Rav Yossi, who says that the machlokas still is in force. Okay, not that nimnu v'gomru or whatever, the Beis Shammai overpowered. So which gezeira was it? L'chora, if the machlokas is still enforced, then the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Unless nimnu v'gomru, then Beis Shammai overpowered Beis Hillel, then this is one of the yud ches davar. But under normal circumstances, if the machlokas still remained, and there wasn't a nimnu v'gomru that Beis Shammai overpower Beis Hillel, and the halachas look like Beis Hillel. And if the halachas like Beis Hillel, then this is not one of the gzeras, it's tar. Right? So what is this? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, af benos kusim nidos marisoson bo b'yom gazru. Right? The one that takes this one's place is benos kusim, that they're nidos marisoson, that kusi, who becomes a nido, sees dam, even the first day she's born, is considered a nida. Okay, that we'll get to. Let's see this first. Let's go back to the tachas hatzinor shekavo ulasov chakako laham shichmaim lemikva deshuv eno posel aval hakelin posel mishum sheiva. Okay, this tzinor, right? What kind of tzinor is it? Tzinor is usually a metal pipe. Now, metal, right, is another halacha. It's not a kli because it's open on both sides. Right, so put it under a rain gutter to bring water to the mikveh. The rain gutter is not a kli. That's not the problem. The problem is it's metal, and the halacha is that the mikveh has to come through things that are not makabel tumah. It has to be haviyoso al yedei tahara, not haviyoso al yedei tumah. So the halacha is that this pipe, right, was not made into a pipe until it was mechuber lekarka. So it was kavo. First you connected it to the ground, that is, you connected it to the building or whatever it was, and then you carved it out, you hollowed it out. But if you hollowed it out, it was hollowed out before it was connected to the ground, and then it was connected to the ground. Being connected to the ground doesn't take away its tumah. Okay, right. Unless another possibility over here is that the pipe is a kli, even though it's open at both ends. But a lot of pipes have what's it called, traps, where the water collects or stones collect or whatever. So then it could be also a kli, right? So it's not like this. It's just it has a part that goes down where the water stops, right? Even though it's open at both ends, but there's a trap in the middle. Right? What? It curves not, then nothing stops. But it has to be where something comes out of the pipe. Not much like a trap in the pipe, where the water, what's it called, goes out of the flow and is caught, what's it called, and can stay there for a while. That's a cleat. Right, exactly. So that water that's in there is contained. So then, if it's a kli, before your machaber lekarka, the chibur lekarka is not mevatel kli. That's called, what's it called, talush v'achar kach mechuber is still considered talush, still considered a kli. But if you didn't make it into a kli until it was mechuber lekarka, right, it wasn't a kli when it was separated from the ground. It only became a kli when you connected to the ground, then that's not called a kli. So either one of those two cases. So the halacha is that what's it called, that sinor then wouldn't passel the water from the mikvah, right? It's considered mechuber lekarka completely. It's not considered a kli, and it's not makabel tumah. So that's fine. Okay. Aval hakelim posel mishum sheiva, but if water in a kli passel because it's mayim shuvim. The echad kelim tanim de lo teima lo chashivi. Shouldn't say they're not important enough, and sometimes there's small kelim that aren't makabel tumah because of their smallness. So it has nothing to do with Kabbalah Satuma, the Gemara is telling us. Big, small, it's what's it called? It's a din in kli, it's not a din in tumah. Ba'afilu kli glolim, shenim kriyim kelim li'in Kabbalah Satuma. Even kli glolim, or kli avonim, or kli adama, which are not called kelim l'gavi tumah v'tahara. Havi kelim li'in shiva, l'gavi she'iva, it's a kli. Glolim, shayish. Rashi says glolim is marble. And in Ezra, in Sefer Ezra, uses the word galal to mean marble. Okay, but others say that what's it called, kli glolim, Rashi says other places, is mamish dung, kelim made out of the dung of animals. Kli adama, delav al yedei gibulhu, ki kli neser v'kli cheres. Kli adama is where you took earth, you pressed it together, baked it in the sun, and made a kli. Not that you fired it in a kiln and you what's it called made it into a clay first and then fired it in a kiln. Mitarin the shocheach lo chashiva sheiva hoeva lo lekachnas gavin. Sheiva means you have, it has to be filled up ledas. You want it to be filled up. You know about it. If you don't know about it, just filled up in a kli by itself, that's not called drawn water. That's not called show. Show means you were showing it. You drew it. B'chatzer shelo tachas atzinor. If you left it not under the pipe, v'nismali min anotin, and it filled up from rainwater. V'noflu lemikvah, and then it fell into the mikvah. Shutar. The beniyah tachas atzinor k'shinicham v'shas kishra avim v'yachakav nispazru v'shachon k'demok v'kamon. The Gemara is later on going to say it's talking where you put them under the pipe when it was going to rain. So that's enough of a das that you wanted to fill up with water. And then what happened was the clouds dispersed, and then they came back, and the shaila is, was your machshava bottle or not? Who the plege bade the gully daiti shirotza shiyipulatocho. He's megala das, and he wants this water to fall into these kelim. When we shoot pizur avim lo bottle machshava. Just the fact that the clouds dispersed isn't the bottle that machshava. We show them. But if you left it stam out in the outside, right, in the courtyard, afilu b'shat kishur, even if the clouds were there, v'nispazru lo mucha machshava kamaisa shaper mikora hilkat b'teila. The whole machshava to begin with wasn't clear, because maybe you didn't want it to fill up with water. You didn't put it under the pipe mamish, right? And therefore, that's a very weak machshava. And then if the clouds disperse, that's enough to mevatel that machshava. But when you had a strong machshava to begin with, then the dispersion of the clouds isn't going to mevatel it. Dimkomo menes, meviniach tachas atzinor, bekishur ovim, lo nimnu v'rabu alei levatel divri beisewel, v'lo chazru behen. Rabbi Yossi says that in the case where you put it under the tzinor, and there was clouds were there, and then the clouds went away, or whatever, in the case where Beisham Beisil argue, there wasn't a outnumbering of Beisil Beisham, and the machlokas still remained. So then this can't be one of the, you'll be passing like Beisil, so it's not one of the test over. The gzera was never made. If the guy just stopped, forgot the kelim there, but originally he put them under there, and there was clouds, and the clouds never went away. He just went away and forgot them. Everybody holds that, what's it called, that you're, that the machshav is not bottle. If he put them there, forgot them there completely to begin with, or he put them there when there was no clouds, then there's no machshava to begin with. But the guy, when the clouds dispersed, he probably changed his mind, or took his mind off of it, because he said, it's probably not going to rain. So now we start again from zero. And the Beis Shammai say, no, we don't start from zero. Lemaisa, what's it called? The original machshava came back. Okay.